This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on April 20th, 2015. I'm Mark Belanger. Labour unions are organising their members and supporters against so-called free trade deals. On Saturday, April 18th, more than 50,000 people demonstrated in Europe against a trade deal being negotiated in secret between the European Union and the United States. In the U.S., the Central Labor Federation, the AFL-CIO, has been opposing so-called fast-track provisions, which allow the president to approve trade deals without any debate in the federal legislature, the Congress. The trade deal being objected to between the U.S. and the EU is called the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP. Here is one of the speakers at a rally in London against TTIP.
TTIP is absolutely going to apply to health services, to medical services, to education services, to water, to rail, to post, to financial services, to housing. In fact, anything that you thought would be better off back in public hands, they've got other plans for. They're saying we want to privatise it, and we want to lock it into a trade deal so you can never get it back.
Celeste Drake is a trade and globalization expert with the AFL-CIO. She spoke to Spain's Attack TV.
American workers have a number of concerns about TTIP, TTIP. I think that our number one concern is really the ISDS, the Investor-to-State Dispute Settlement. It's a corporate court system. It's a special system of private courts that only foreign investors can access. And they go to this court that's actually three private arbitrators that aren't accountable to any democratic government. And their only question is, has the country somehow through law, regulation, justice, administrative decisions, violated the rights of the investor? And that panel doesn't have to weigh the rights of the investor against the rights of the people to have safe workplaces or clean water or unadulterated food. They simply weigh the rights of the investor. Rather than supporting rule of law, as its defenders claim, it undermines rule of law, it undermines trust in democratic governance because it puts a layer above democratic national governments and says, we know better, even though we're unaccountable, private, profitized arbitrators, and we're going to make you pay Society X for enacting a law. Another risk from the TTIP and why it's so important, you know, as we say from the American perspective, is it's got to work for everyone or it can't work at all, is the issue of public procurement and public services. And there is a big concern that European conglomerates such as Veolia want to come in and privatize the services in the U.S. that remain public municipal services. So this does include public utilities, including public water supplies. And because of the rules of TTIP, if they follow the GATS and prior trade agreements, it has something called the ratchet effect. So even if a municipality freely chooses to privatize its water because it thinks it's going to gain a savings and prove more efficient, and then it learns, boy, that was a mistake, they won't be able to undo it.
Bernadette Segol is the General Secretary of the European Trade Union Confederation, the ETUC.
We don't want an ISDS. We just believe that the laws existing in the various countries should be working and that corporations should have the same treatment as other groups and not have a specific court.
Richard Trumka is the president of the AFL-CIO in the United States.
Today I want to talk to you about fast track. You see, the people who want fast track, that is no debate, they want to tell you how complicated it is. They want to tell you that globalization and tariffs and market share are so complicated, you can't understand it. I understand it. Let me tell you, here's what it means. It means lost jobs and lower wages. That's it. Lost jobs and lower wages. That's it. That's it.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.